This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Maintaining bone strength is complex with no single solution. My patients who want to optimize their bone health have seen remarkable results with LiveMD as part of a comprehensive bone program. LiveMD is a Class 1 medical device cleared by the FDA. It creates a gentle, low-intensity vibration to benefit your musculoskeletal system. It's a safe, scientifically proven, and simple approach to maintaining musculoskeletal health and wellness. It really works, just 10 minutes per day. Go to livemd.us, that's livemd.us, to learn more about how LiveMD may improve your health. That's livemd.us.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and for the next hour or two, depending on where you are and how you're listening, we've got health information for you. We've got lots of stories to cover this weekend. It's a beautiful weekend here in New York, where I'm broadcasting from crisp fall weather, and a little cold this morning. It was in the 40s, but I managed to take a lovely early morning run up the East River. And, you know, I was thinking about some of those marathon folks who are about to embark on a 26-mile run tomorrow. The weather should be ideal. We've had marathons here in New York where it's been literally in the 80s. It's punishingly hot. And we've had marathons where it's been cold and sleety and down into the 30s. But this weekend, I think the runners are going to have optimal conditions. And, you know, walking around Manhattan yesterday was Friday, just 2 days before the runners were about to embark on their ordeal. There are literally groups of runners running around Manhattan in their running togs, some of them obviously from foreign countries. You could just tell by the way that they're dressed, and they have their national flags, you know, Norwegian flags pasted onto their sewn onto their kits, and some of them even singing heroic, you know, like German drinking songs. I imagine, you know, you couldn't tell because it's in some unintelligible foreign language. And they're getting ready for the race. And it's remarkable to me that somebody who's about to run 26 miles on Sunday would decide that, hey, it's Friday. You know, I got to kill some time. So what am I going to do? Well, I guess I'll run up to Central Park and do a couple of loops. You know, maybe do 5 or 8 miles just as a, yeah, like a little warm up for my Sunday race, just to keep my legs from getting stiff from sitting too much. So, it's a big weekend here in New York. Of course, the Halloween parade, that is huge, huge, as our presidential candidate Donald Trump might say. And it's become like a big deal here in New York. It used to be just a, kind of like a little weird, spontaneous parade. A few people dressed up back in the, I guess, started probably in the 70s. But now it's become just a big event here. It's kind of like New York's version of the Rose Bowl parade, you know, with incredible costumes and floats and, you know, tens of thousands of people marching and hundreds of thousands of people watching. It's a big weekend indeed. The city is electric with vibration. And to top it off, we got the World Series going on here in New York, and in an unexpected way, because usually the Yankees are contenders, and the Yankees, you know, they showed some sparks of genius this season, but then they ultimately faded at the end, having just barely squeaked into the playoffs. But the big surprise, the Mets in the World Series. And yeah, there's a medical angle to my talking about this, because a big game last night for Mets fans, because the Mets down 2 games, you know, do or die situation, after having lost 2 games to Kansas City. At Kansas City, back in New York, do or die situation. Got to turn around the momentum of this World Series. They won the game 9-3, in large part due to David Wright. David Wright, who's been sort of an underperformer. He is a dyed-in-the-wool New York Met. I mean, truly, he is really at the core of the identity of the Mets. A lot of the Mets are newer players, mercenaries from other teams who have been successfully traded for to boost the Mets' rather kind of mediocre roster. And David Wright, however, has been always the hero of the hometown crowd. But this year, David Wright wasn't doing so well. In fact, very early in the season, he had an injury. He was placed on the disabled list as of April 14th with a hamstring injury, and then he just couldn't get back into action. He's a third baseman, a real great fielder, and a slugger, too, in previous seasons. But he just can't seem to get back into gear. And in May, after unsuccessful attempts at rehab, he was diagnosed with something that we talk about a lot here on Intelligent Medicine, which is spinal stenosis. Wait a minute. Spinal stenosis, isn't that a disease of elderly people? Very common in the older crowd. It results from a narrowing of the spine due to progressive arthritis of the spine. And the result is leg weakening, stiffness, inability to have enough force in your lower extremities, and pain. And here is this guy, 32 years old, diagnosed with spinal stenosis. So I'm in a cab yesterday. This is before the game. And in New York, you talk to the cab drivers. Right. You know, you always have a conversation, and usually, you know, it's usually the conversation is about how bad Uber is for the cab industry. So that's always a source of conversation. But I went a different route with this cab driver, started talking about the Mets, and he was a Mets fan. And we were talking about, you know, the Mets players, and we're talking about David Wright and how, you know, he was saying David Wright, you know, he's done. He's finished. It's over for him. He's injured. It's not going to happen for him anymore. And then last night, he hits a home run, a two-run home run, which you know, starts the game off great, with great momentum for the Mets, gets the crowd into it. And then he hits he gets a base hit, which scores another couple of runs. So he gets four RBIs in the World Series, which is fantastic for him, as he may be, you know, because of this injury, his career may be waning, but it shows that he has largely recovered. And this should be an encouraging story for those of you suffering from spinal stenosis. What did he do? Well, he didn't have an operation. An operation would have been too risky. It might have ended his career. The operation is sometimes performed to open up the spinal canal, but it's not a very successful operation in general. I mean, yes, it may relieve intractable pain, but it usually doesn't really totally. It's not a perfect fix for spinal stenosis. Let's put it that way. It may ameliorate the discomfort, and then there's steroid injections, so-called epidural injections, and epidural injections have risks associated with them too, because you get too many epidural injections, and you actually can erode the bone in the spine. You can cause osteoporosis and even worse, osteonecrosis of the spine. And ultimately, you can only receive a certain number of steroid injections before, you know, they say enough already. And so what did he do? He underwent a very intensive program of physical therapy, and physical therapy involving stretching and strengthening. He rarely spoke with the media over the next few months, but all he would divulge, according to the story I'm reading here, is that he was undergoing physical therapy 7 days a week, and it's worked out for him. It's worked out for him. He was able to throw and hit off a tee for the first time July 29th. 2 weeks later, he played in his first game with the Mets minor league team in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and ultimately, he was recalled. Came back up to play for the Mets, and has played a crucial role in the playoffs. So those of you suffering from spinal stenosis, think of aggressive physical therapy with back strengthening and core building exercises. You know, we pay so little attention to our backs until our backs betray us. And what we should be doing is, you know, just like preventive medicine for heart disease. You eat a good diet and you exercise for your heart. You should be doing healthy things for your back, maintaining a healthy weight, doing core exercises, and strengthening those muscles which hold the back in place. That ultimately is the best way to deal with spinal stenosis. All right, 888-302-3684. We implore you to call us because we'd love to hear from you. 888-302-3684 for questions related to health and or nutrition. We got lots of time to answer them on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And some very interesting stuff at drhoffman.com this week. We talked to Nina Teicholz about the new study, and I put the word study in quotation marks, that was widely publicized, put out by the World Health Organization, suggesting that not just processed meat, but all meat is bad for you, and that meat should be categorized as a carcinogen in the same grouping as things like arsenic and smoking. And we discuss some of the logical fallacies behind that, some of the weakness of the research, and push back against some of the politicization of the issue of whether we should eat meat or not, because World Health Organization, well, it's got a mixed agenda. Their agenda is also a lot about climate change, save the planet, and ecology. And when you mix agendas, sometimes you come up with a scientific conclusion that is unwarranted when it comes to human diet. And yeah, you know, I respect you ethical vegetarians out there, and you want to keep your carbon footprint low. But listen to that podcast, because it is thought-provoking at drhoffman.com. All right, Halloween is upon us, and Halloween is a holiday of big excesses. It's the time where we all go to the store and buy candy, and then regardless of whether the kids come, we got the candy, it's sitting around, and it is an attractive nuisance. And sometimes people have to make two runs to the supermarket. The first run is to get the candy for the kids, and then because the candy's sitting around, eat the candy, and when Halloween rolls around, you don't have enough candy. So it's it's a holiday that creates a lot of mayhem. A couple of stories related to Halloween. This one is about a new study that was financed by the National Institutes of Health and published this week in the journal Obesity. I have to think that this has something to do with Halloween because it's about kids and sugar. And so the timing of the release of the study is kind of interesting in the week just before Halloween. They looked at a group of children where they removed foods with added sugar from their diets, and they didn't put them on low-calorie diets. These kids were, by the way, overweight, and they did not reduce their calories. They just took away the sugar. They replaced the sugar with other types of carbohydrates so that the subject's weight and overall calorie intake remained roughly the same. And something very interesting happened. After just 10 days, the children showed dramatic improvements. Despite losing little or no weight, they were dramatically improved in terms of their symptoms of metabolic syndrome. Many of these kids were obese. They also included blacks and Hispanics who seem to be particularly at risk for metabolic syndrome in this country, possibly due to genetics and, you know, maybe dietary factors as well. You know, kids who are poor in this country are fatter than kids who are rich. It's sort of a reversal of what used to happen. If you were poor, you were emaciated, and if you were rich, you were fat. Now it's if you're rich, your mom shops at Whole Foods and gets you all kinds of healthy vegetables and natural foods, and you join sports teams, you go to good high schools, and you have an opportunity to work out. And poor kids tend to be fatter these days than rich kids. Okay, so what happened? The subjects had an improvement in their LDL cholesterol, in their blood sugars, in their hemoglobin A1C, in their triglycerides. And so this is a dramatic illustration of what happens in a very short time when you modify their diet, not even in a draconian way. They did not put these kids on a paleo diet. They didn't put them through deprivation. They got the same amount of calories. They didn't even lose weight. But, for example, there was a 33-point reduction in their triglycerides. That's a type of fat that is highly associated with metabolic syndrome and the risk for diabetes and ultimately the risk for cardiovascular disease, even cancer later in life. Fasting blood sugar and insulin levels likewise markedly improved just 10 days. And so very interesting study suggesting that even, you know, short-term, slight improvements, big difference in kids' health. It's worth it to cut the sugar out of our diets. And we'll talk a little bit more when we come back about the war on sugar has a new battleground. It's Halloween and what some people are doing about it. 888-302-3684. Phone calls. We welcome your inquiries here on Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is a number. And of course, it's Halloween weekend. And I just shared a story about how kids, if you cut candy out of their diets for just a mere 10 days, that there are dramatic improvements in their metabolism. And so in 2014, the Food and Drug Administration proposed that food companies include a line on their nutritional labels listing the amount of added sugars in their products. And then the agency expanded on its 2014 proposal, saying that companies should also list, quote, a daily percent value for added sugars on their labels in line with a 10% recommendation. They say that the intake of added sugars should be no more than 10% of daily calories. Well, for a lot of kids, it's more like 25%. Now, these changes have been strongly opposed by trade groups. The Sugar Association said the FDA was, quote, making assertions that lack adequate scientific evidence. It reminds me of the tobacco industry, when the tobacco industry said, there's no real evidence. I mean, the science is poor. It's junk science suggesting that there's a relationship between smoking and any kind of disease. We need to do more studies. Meanwhile, you know, tens of millions of smokers were exposed to the health risks and untimely deaths. There's an article from Reuters about how Halloween is changing. The so-called war on sugar has a new battleground, Halloween. Some Americans are so spooked about the harmful effects of sugar, they're finding healthier ways to indulge during the holiday without disappointing children by handing out apples. Oh, apples. You know, you risk getting your house toilet papered or egged if you hand out something that appears vaguely healthy instead of hardcore candy. You know, Reese's Cups, yeah, that's a good score. But an apple? What are you, some kind of Scrooge? Well, according to this article, there's some new efforts underway. Actually, one of our good sponsors, Clear, X-L-E-A-R, is in collaboration with food producer Keiko. They've developed low-sugar candies from unusual concoctions like puffed quinoa and cabbage, sweetened with xylitol, which is a less sugary sweetener. I mean, less caloric sweetener. It's actually good for your teeth, and it's less well-absorbed in the intestinal tract, to win over health-conscious, sugar-wary consumers. Clear already has something called a Sparks brand of candies that uses xylitol. That's spelled S-P-A-R-X. And at the moment, they're only sold at health food stores and distributed to dental offices. But it's kind of like a gun buyback program that they're doing at dental offices. You turn in your candy and you get a healthier candy. Or actually, there's something called the Switch Witch program, which some of you parents may be familiar with, which is, it used to be you'd put your teeth under the pillow and then you'd get, you know, candy. Well, now to save your teeth, you'd get all that candy that you accumulated during your trick-or-treating and you turn it in. It's like, you know, when they turn in, you know, guns and they get, you know, guns for money, gun buyback program to get the guns off the street. We get the candy off the street by offering kids a toy instead of, you know, candy. So you get, you know, instant gratification versus, you know, a little bit of, you know, thinking about future planning. And you exchange the candy for a more permanent present. So, so, you know, there's some strategies that are out there, and there's some natural alternatives to all that candy that can send your kids into metabolic tailspin, but also, you know, may have profound implications for behavior. We know that all those artificial colorings and all that sugar and sometimes caffeine and chemicals can put kids' behavior on full tilt, and it's no wonder that such a high percentage of our kids require some sort of ADD medication to get them to focus and concentrate. All right, this item comes to us from Las Vegas, and it's actually in line with something that I've talked about in the past, which is cryotherapy. Cryotherapy, the idea is that if you briefly cool the body, and I'm not talking about, you know, just a quick plunge in an ice bath. I mean, this is actually what athletes do after a football game to deal with all the pain, the muscular pain and strain from all those tackles. They literally immerse themselves in ice baths. Well, no, ice baths, you know, roughly, what, 33 degrees? They're not solid ice, so they're just a temperature above freezing. No, in cryotherapy, you immerse yourself in liquid nitrogen at fantastically low temperatures, minus 100 or worse. And this is supposed to do a reboot on your system. It's actually been touted as a way of enhancing your production of brown fat. Brown fat is rapidly metabolizing fat. It's actually fat-burning fat. It's fat that helps you harness your metabolism to burn your yellow fat, which is the, you know, just a spare tire around your midsection or the cellulite around your butt. But in a bizarre incident in Las Vegas, a woman got into a cryotherapy tank and didn't get out. And she was found the morning after, frozen solid. Okay, this is in Henderson, Nevada. Chelsea Ake Salvacion felt she was on healthcare's cutting edge, working at a cryotherapy center in this Las Vegas suburb that promised to help clients burn calories, reduce pain, strengthen immune systems, and halt aging by embedding them in freezing tanks for just a few minutes at a time. You can actually withstand this for, you know, maybe 30 seconds, maybe as much as a couple of minutes, but it's a quick immersion in and out. And sometimes, you know, given little gloves, little protectors for your toes so that your extremities don't freeze, because you're literally immersed in this cloud of liquid nitrogen. So in her off hours, she engaged in the practice. You know, after the clients were gone, she did it, you know, she took advantage of the fact she worked there. And she dreamed of opening her own cryotherapy center. But last week, Ms. Ake Salvacion, 24, was found dead in one of the tanks. Apparently, after working an evening shift on October 19th at the Rejuvenice Spa, in tanks that can reach temperatures of minus 240 degrees Fahrenheit, she'd stayed late to give herself a cryotherapy session. But she was found the next day frozen solid. Something went wrong. The coroner reports that when they found the body, it was rock hard solid. Something went wrong. Apparently, you know, there's a timer mechanism on this thing, but the timer mechanism didn't work, or she couldn't get out. Something happened, and it just kept going and going and going. And ultimately, she succumbed to the effects of cryotherapy. This is the first known death in relationship to this type of therapy. I was really quite tragic. 888-302-3684 is our number. And here's an item that I think, you know, a lot of people ask me on this program, common question: should I take the flu vaccine? And what I tell people is it depends. There are some people who have terrible lung function, or they're type 1 diabetics where the flu could send them into a tailspin. And it's worth it. It's worth taking the flu shot. Now they want virtually everyone to take the flu shot, especially health professionals. They actually have mandated it for some health professionals because the idea is let's create enough herd immunity so that the flu doesn't happen. So it's not just for your benefit. It's also thought to be of societal benefit. It's like, do your patriotic duty, take the flu vaccine, even if you don't care about the flu, because you protect other more vulnerable people from the flu. Say you're a parent or a grandparent, and you don't care, but, you know, you don't want to be a carrier. You don't want to pass along your kids. So that's how they're pushing the flu vaccine these days. I'm agnostic about it. I think that, you know, in light of disappointing results with flu vaccines in the past, we have little reason to expect that this year the flu vaccine will be more accurate at targeting whichever genetic variation of the flu comes around. Yeah, some protection is conferred, but often the flu vaccine is not, you know, we develop it in the spring prior to the fall where it's issued. And it is a prediction, like a long-term weather prediction of which flu is going to be prevalent in the Northern Hemisphere. And often it misses the mark. And the very people who it's supposed to protect, people with poor immunity, it doesn't take as well. And so I advocate natural ways of enhancing immunity, taking adequate vitamin D, getting adequate sleep, exercising. There's a whole slew of nutrients, vitamin A and zinc, that promote immunity. I was talking to a patient yesterday who gets sick a lot, doesn't take any vitamin D. He has white spots on his fingernails, which are indicative of a zinc deficiency. He has also trouble with his gastrointestinal tract. Probiotics have been shown to enhance immunity. And we've got a new one. One of our good sponsors, the makers of Essential Formulas, has come out with a new line called RegActive. And they actually have a RegActive immune formula, which is something people ought to consider if they want to boost their immunity. But back to the flu shot. This is completely out of left field. Never imagined that this could be the case. I mean, because some people say they feel ill when they take the flu shot. That's a consequence of the flu shot. Rarely people have devastating allergic reactions to the flu shot, but that's very rare. This potential downside to the flu vaccine, it's actually not a downside of the flu vaccine. It's about the interaction of the flu vaccine with cholesterol drugs. Popular cholesterol drugs may make flu vaccine less effective. Okay, maybe there's 30 million or more Americans taking statin drugs. Well, it turns out that when taken together, statins produce a dampened immune response to flu vaccines and increase the odds of respiratory infections during the flu season. It's published in a very major journal, the Journal of Infectious Diseases, and it poses a real dilemma for the elderly who are more likely to be at risk of cardiovascular disease and are often urged to take statin drugs to prevent heart attacks and strokes. So this very population where we target cardiovascular prevention, we may be rendering these people less able to respond to the flu vaccine. Of course, this is the very population. We say, oh, you know, if you're older, you're past 65, absolutely, you got to take the flu vaccine because, you know, the flu could be much more serious. You could die. You could develop a terrible pneumonia. Okay. Interesting study and deserves more attention because of the possibility of an interaction between statins and the flu vaccine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we'll be right back with more Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I'm going to force feed you a stark fact. Chances are you have herpes. All right? Well, you know, a lot of people think that occasional cold sore is no big deal, but actually cold sores are a sign of herpes type 1. And let's not get confused. Herpes type 1 is oral herpes, which sometimes manifests as canker sores or mouth sores. And sometimes you feel under the weather and sick when you have a herpes outbreak. Herpes often occurs when you get sick with another virus. Say you get the flu or a cold, and then you get an unsightly cold sore. And this is herpes type 1. Genital herpes occurs in the genital area, and it is sexually transmitted. But here's the confusion. There's a bit of a crossover. Herpes type 1, which is oral herpes, can actually be transmitted to the genital area by oral sex, and vice versa. You can get genital herpes can be transferred to the oral cavity by oral sex. Okay, so what's this all about? The World Health Organization, who were busy telling people not to eat processed meat last week, they also issued a new global estimate of the prevalence of oral herpes. At least that's what they should be doing. They shouldn't be telling people whether or not to eat meat because their methodology is flawed. But it turns out that nearly 7 in 10 people under the age of 50, that's more than 3.7 billion teens and adults worldwide, are infected with herpes simplex virus type 1. And the prevalence in the United States is not much better. It's 54% of Americans carry the virus. So, you know, when they say herpes is forever, you know, paraphrasing, diamonds are forever, herpes is forever. It is forever because there's no cure. Herpes, oral herpes virus settles in the nerve tissue at the top of the spine, while genital herpes sets up shop in the base of the spine, and it comes out during periods of stress or if you have a co-infection. Another virus can co-activate it, or sometimes if you're, say, on an immunosuppressive medication, it can come out. This is different than shingles. Shingles is actually chickenpox, which is a virus of the herpes family, which also is forever and comes out later in life as a shingles attack after an initial attack of chickenpox. These viruses tend to stay in the nerves, particularly central nervous system and around the spinal cord. They reside there, and then they come out later. So what to do about this? Well, natural strategies help to keep herpes at bay. Yes, there are medications, Famvir, Zovirax. These are prescription medications that you can take to suppress herpes outbreaks. And for some patients, you know, we give them these medications. So if they have an outbreak of either genital herpes or bad oral herpes outbreak, they can take a medication that will, it won't make it go away immediately, but it will shorten the duration and severity of an outbreak. And some people are on these medications chronically because they have so many outbreaks. But what about natural strategies? Vitamin D, beneficial for supporting immunity. Lysine has been shown to be helpful. And conversely, arginine seems to stimulate herpes outbreaks. So we tell patients to not take arginine supplements or not take foods rich in arginine, among which are chocolate and nuts, particularly high in the amino acid arginine. Lysine, maybe 500 milligrams, 2 capsules, 3 times daily, or 2 twice daily, can be used as a maintenance therapy to prevent herpes from coming back. And there's an interesting and innovative way of dealing with herpes with a supplement that not too many people are familiar with, lithium. Lithium is actually a psychiatric medication when used at high doses, and rightly so, because it can be toxic. At high doses, lithium has to be monitored carefully by a doctor, but at much lower doses, doses that are maybe 1/20th or 1/50th of what's used for manic depression or bipolar disorder, lithium is pretty good at suppressing the herpes virus. Right now we have no cure for herpes, nothing to banish it completely from the body. Maybe that, you know, science will come up with a solution. But think natural strategies for keeping your herpes under control. And chances are many of you may be unaware that you are carriers of herpes. Don't worry, it's not usually contagious unless you're having an outbreak. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite your phone calls. And for many of you, we'll return for another hour of Intelligent Medicine.